Frequent contributor to the show, Josh Mills, got something off his chest in a recent online article, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Fortunate enough to team up with the Drake magazine, which is the preeminent voice in fly fishing, but more than anything, I wanted to write a piece in reflection to what's going on this year with the worst return in generations of summer steelhead to the Columbia and Snake River basins. Are we taking the necessary precautions to ensure that this resource will be there in perpetuity, even through the bad years? A consortium of six conservation groups sent a 60-day notice of intent to sue Idaho Fish and Game over the fact that they were operating their steelhead season on the Clearwater and other rivers in the Idaho Steelhead Arena, that you have to have a federally approved National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration permit to be able to operate your steelhead seasons, because all the stocks within the Columbia, or most all, are listed as ESA, Endangered Species Act, threatened stocks. To have this and to have a plan in place, they've been operating without a permit for somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 years. It was a bit of a technicality in which they are offered to do that, but they pushed the suit in the effort to force Idaho into really considering some conservation measures this year. Idaho went the nuclear option and decided to close all their seasons on December 7th, which would keep them inside the 60-day notice of intent. And at that point, Idaho Department of Fish and Game started playing the blame game. They went almost a decade without a federally licensed plan to officiate steelhead seasons within Idaho.
Josh, we're glad you're a frequent contributor. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.